Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good Wednesday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. It's June 4th, 2025, and you are listening live to The Fan. We're in the Navy Yard by Nats Park, just down Half Street in Washington, D.C., live in studio. We'll take you up to 6:15 and Nats pregame with Charlie and Dave. Danny, what's up?
Not much, my friend. Nats came in second last night, kind of bummed about that one. Soon as Jose Tena didn't get an out at first base when he's trying to look Pete Crow Armstrong back, what inning was that? Was that the third inning? Fourth inning? I can't remember. Soon as that happened, it felt like, uh-oh. And the Cubs ran away with it last night.
And that was the four-run fifth.
Fifth inning, there we go.
Doing Washington in last evening. Good pitching matchup tonight, though. Kind of bad luck when you kick off your huge, important series against the best lineup in the National League and maybe the best offense in all of baseball, and your worst starting pitchers on the mound, which was the case for the Nats last night. They actually gave Trevor Williams a 1-0 lead. They came to play. C.J. Abrams, single, steals second, comes around to score. Two-out hit from Luis Garcia. They take the early lead, draw first blood. Then Williams gave the run right back. Then 1-1, they come back out in the third. They score two runs. Some productive outs. Abrams, ground ball to second, scores a run. James Wood, deep fly ball to center field, scores another.
They were some good little old baseball.
3-1, two-run lead. Trevor Williams gave it right on back. So tonight, they send their ace to the hill. And this is going to be, to me, telling and exciting. And this is why we're here. This is why we watch, Danny. Mm-hmm. Or in the case of 106.7 The Fan, this is why we listen.
That's why we broadcast.
The Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. Mackenzie Gore, big league leader in strikeouts as of his last outing, 101 on the season, a 3.16 ERA. The number one in the rotation, the ace of the staff, toeing the rubber against the best lineup he'll face all year long in these Chicago Cubs. Now, we don't know about the health yet. It doesn't look like Tucker's going to be back in the lineup tonight, although we're waiting to hear about Kyle Tucker. He was out last night, but it's a worse lineup without him. He's an MVP candidate, but I was there last night. That's a pain in the butt team to deal
with. Yeah, they're still good.
They're really, really good. So that'll be game two of a three-game set tonight. Excited about that. We've got tickets today, Danny, to the barbecue battle. We're giving those away at 4 p.m. ahead of the Beltway Blitz. Giving away these tickets every single day at this point has had me in the mood for some barbecue. I might have to do some dry rub ribs this weekend.
Okay.
Something that is like moderately healthy, but also delicious and awesome. Because if you do ribs the right way, I'm not telling you it's the best form of protein,
but it's pretty damn good.
It's better than a lot of other things in terms of health. And I'm just a rib guy. I'm like Ron Burgundy, man. I have ribs for lunch.
Ribs for lunch.
I just dry rub ribs. Not a whole lot better than that, I don't think.
They're really good. The ribs in general, because anytime you've got your base meat situation and it's a slow cooked, smoked, roasted, long time, you're going to get something pretty good out of it. You know what I mean? Whether it's a brisket, whether it's a pulled pork situation, ribs, et cetera, pork ribs, barbecue ribs, spare ribs, baby back ribs, whatever you got, it's going to go pretty well. And this is a great time for sauces to showcase because now like the sauce has been cooked into it, or in the dry rub case, that's been flavored in. That's the good stuff. That's what I like.
Who makes the best ribs? Where do you get your ribs lately? You're a Rocklands guy, I think.
It has been a minute, but yeah, Rocklands, just your daily barbecue, not your special occasion sit down barbecue where it's like you're going to leave and your pants won't fit.
Yeah.
Like a Tuesday, Rocklands, steady Eddie every day, just a reliable reliever.
It's a chain. Mm-hmm. So this is a little bit sneaky, but I think Mission Barbecue makes really good ribs.
They got good ribs.
They do a good job. And there was a guy that came in here once and made ribs for B. Mitch and Finley. They always have like random people that cook things come in here. And
yeah, just, yeah. And, it's a, and they're really good at it.
Set up a kitchen in the studio. And we're just like, what is happening? Who is this person? And the next thing you know, there's a bunch of food. There was a guy, I think it was like Gouda's Barbecue or something that came mm-hmm. in here. He made the best rib I've ever eaten in my life. And I've thought about it once a week since. It was like a year and a half ago.
Good pull on that. The ZZQ rib experience down in Richmond. Does that help us right here in the studio?
Still but right at the top of the list. Yeah. When I think ribs, I think I'm going to get you sucker. 1988 and Chris Rock. How much for one rib?
May I help you, sir?
How much for an order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
Right on. One order of ribs.
No. One rib. I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib.
What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, take this out. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
The best.
How much for one rib? Chris Rock, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to get you sucker. A barbecue battle tickets, 4 o'clock today. Danny, OTAs are ongoing.
They are.
Over at the park, Commander's Park, the command center, over in Ashburn at the facility. Now, let's get this out of the way.
Okay.
These practices are voluntary. So I'm going to save you guys some energy. I'm going to save you guys some time.
What part about the word don't you understand?
I'm going to save you guys some angst. Voluntary. I'll even use the claps that you'll use clap emojis to represent on social media. I'm saving you a whole lot of angst here. Last week I was out. Mm-hmm. OTA batch one happened. I don't know what your take was or how you handled it, but I saw that Marshawn Lattimore wasn't there. And I closed my phone and I went on my little vacation with my kids. And I said, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that today. Mm-hmm. Understand something about me. I am not a guy who is anti-player. Understand something about this portly fellow with two thumbs right here. I am not anti-players holding out to get paid. See Terry McLaurin. I'm in a contract dispute. I'm going into a lame duck year. I'm Trey Hendrickson. I'm Terry, but what have you. Or I'm going into a final season where I need a payday and I'm risking injury. Not only am I okay with holding out? I actually think it makes sense. Now, in that sense, what I would do, just to be the most professional possible, still making a lot of money, would be to show up and hold in. That's the new phrase, where I will be there. I'll be at the facility, but I'm not going to do anything physical on the field and risk any kind of an injury. So it's still using my leverage to the best of my ability, but I'm appeasing the operation and doing what's best for the team as well. Marshawn Lattimore not being at these voluntary practices is ridiculous, in my opinion. And I'm always open to the possibility that there's something we don't know. But last week, I would have treaded very lightly because maybe it was just a one-time thing. He's dealing with something with the family. They're on a vacation that they couldn't figure out. He and Aaron Rodgers are in Egypt. I have no idea. But when it happens over multiple weeks, now I know that this is just the philosophy. And I've checked in with some people who know about his past. And this is what he does. The quote I believe I got was, it's nothing personal, I don't think, between him and the Commanders from what they were saying. They don't think he's at odds or upset, or this is just who he is. And that's okay to me, Danny, when you're a Pro Bowler, year in and year out. And when you're a fringe All-Pro. And when you're one of the better cornerbacks in the league. I'll give you the example of, like, let's say you were a top five-ish left tackle who was just acquired by a team, and you hadn't put any pelts on the wall with your new organization.
Okay.
But you're still really good, and everyone knows you're going to be good, and there's not a whole lot of doubt about your dominance because you've been awesome for a long time. You got a great track record recently of excellence. Like, let me think of
it. Is there a name that comes to mind?
I'll use, Laramie Tunsil.
That's a good example. Laramie Tunsil
not being at practice. Ask me how much I care about that.
You care about that?
Barely at all. Not much. I can't raise any kind of energy. I can't give you a whole lot of emotion on that. Ask me how much I care about Terry McLaurin not practicing today at the voluntary workouts.
How much do you care about Terry McLaurin not being there?
0%. Hmm. Deposits in the bank. I know who you are. I know who you're not. I know when it's time to go play, you're going to be excellent because you take it seriously and you care so much. Marshawn Lattimore was so bad after they acquired him last year. He got punked by A.J. Brown in the NFC Championship game. Before that, 2 weeks earlier against the Bucs, he got sunned by Mike Evans. He was a downgrade when he was on the field in the postseason from Benjamin St. Juste, who he supplanted when they acquired him via trade. A trade I supported, a trade I would still have done, a trade I would, on this day as we sit here, still endorse the opportunity to bring in a CB1. And I've defended Marshawn Lattimore, by the way. As everyone else, Wolves are at the door trying to kill the guy, saying he's washed, he doesn't have it anymore, he's not that good. What have I said, Danny? Well, he was hurt. He's not quite healthy. He's chasing his tail. Marshawn Lattimore is going to be fine. He just needs to get comfortable here. You know what helps you to get comfortable in your new scheme with your new outfit and really get off to a fast start is showing up to work and working with your team. To have the season he had last year and then not show up for OTAs takes a lot of nerve for me. When in the bread and the meat and cheese part of this sandwich time, the intermittent time that just passed, they opted back into paying you another $18, $19 million a year. They watched what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Awful football, by the way. Like really, really bad. Oh, my God. Michael Davis could do what you're doing football in the playoffs. And they go, we already gave up the picks. You've been sensational at points of your career. We're going to bet on you one more time. Please make us look better than you did this time around. And the first thing he does is not show up at the voluntary practices. The audacity. I can't believe this. So I ask you, as someone who was here last week when this started, basically, what was the response and the reaction from fans? And we'll open up the phones on this right now because I am very curious to know, Commanders fans, how you feel about this. 800-636-1067. Every situation's not created equal. I think the hot-taking, screaming radio guy probably on some show in New York, who every time a player's not at practice makes the biggest deal in the world of it, I think that guy's as ridiculous as you guys pretend like I am when I do this. But I don't do that about every situation. I don't say a word a couple of years ago or now when McLaurin does this. I don't really care that Laramie Tunsil's not here. I know what they'll be. Marshawn Lattimore owes it to them to get his ass to the facility and to show as the most important linchpin pendulum-swinging player on that defense and maybe on the entire team not named Jaden Daniels this year because they are betting big, big, big on him being way, way better at cornerback that he is doing everything he can to make sure that last season doesn't happen again.
There are a number of arguments that people construct. First is the clapping emoji voluntary part of it. But the second part is, if you had your job and there was something voluntary, would you go, I throw those out immediately. Nobody has this job. If you're making millions, number one, and number two, millions of people cared and were emotionally invested in what you did, with all due respect, accountant, with all due respect, tax preparer guy, with all due respect, that person that fixes this thing, millions of people aren't tuning in every week and their happiness that week isn't derived from how you perform. This is an opportunity and it's a unique business. Joe Witt referenced it today where he spoke about the way Dan Quinn does things and the way we do things. And what you're doing is you don't survive that 3-game losing streak they had last year without, get your bell ready, you ready? Without the brotherhood that they formed. And it begins where and when now. Last year, let us not forget, we celebrated 100% attendance as a sign of what? Buy-in, commitment, understanding that the old way, my way, I can get by, that's not good enough anymore. This fan base deserves better. And we have deserved better for decades. Last year, we got better. And wouldn't you know it? Now, they didn't win a game in November because everyone was at OTAs in May. That's not exactly what happened. But the point is, either it matters or it doesn't. Either what you eat that day for breakfast matters or it doesn't. One donut doesn't kill you, but it's not about one donut. It's about the rest of it. It's, well, about everything
else. Philosophy, too.
And that's the point.
But I think the brotherhood angle is a good one, how tight this group is. I would say that you can absolutely have a great brotherhood, be part of the brotherhood, even if you're not showing up at OTAs. But last year, it was a big deal, and it was suggested by the coaching staff publicly that it was a big deal that everyone's here, to your point, because it was evidence of how much everyone's invested in pulling the rope. That's not happening right now. Right. Should Laremy Tunsil be there, having just been acquired when I gave up a boatload of picks for him? I would like for that to happen.
Yeah, I think so.
Again, my philosophy is everyone should be there. I can only approach it the way your boy was taught and raised and brought up. I would be there every time I could possibly be there when I have like 9 work days in an off season as a guy who gets paid very handsomely to do what I'm doing. I would just make sure that I'm there for those days. That's just pretty simple for me. It's not just about me. It's about my position group. It's about my team. It's about building the brotherhood. It's about investment and buy-in and all the things that they talked about 1 year ago. But that's kind of the end of it for me. It would be nice if he was there. Over. With Lattimore, you owe it to them, dude. Adam Peters, every time he talks, is answering really tough questions about a trade he made for you. Because last season, your performance made him look bad. Very few things did. He batted about 957 last year in a job where you're supposed to hit like 450 and you're really, really good. He's awesome. But they made a trade that right now looks really, really bad. And this week, if he was there and people were writing the best shape of their life story, and you know, he does one big press conference to kick it off where he talks about how much he was bothered by the tape of the playoffs and how motivated he is, he might end up playing poorly again in September. But the whole momentum and the narrative shifts, and that's not what's happening. He's working out in anonymity somewhere by himself, and you just wait. And now, training camp, storyline numero uno is, what's Marshawn Lattimore look like? I just, nerve maybe is too strong or you know, audacity. But like, I really can't believe that after how his season ended in the playoffs, that A.J. Brown end zone embarrassment, do you remember all that stuff?
Of course, yeah.
Like, that was the last time we saw him, that day. And your first chance to get back in the building and show everyone that the high price corner that they're betting huge on, I got you guys. Don't worry. We're going to fix this thing. Voluntary, cool. He's volunteering to continue to kick the can down the road to turn the whole ship around.
Yeah, why don't you just volunteer to go? So for years, Trent Williams never went to OTAs. And it used to drive me crazy. Trent Williams is excellent and was excellent then. But when you don't perform excellently, you open yourself up to questions. Do you know what I'm saying? So when Trent Williams would go work out on his own, and he's jumping through, you know, pushing tires over and over and doing agility ladders better than most running backs, and he shows up and plays on an all-pro level, you go, okay, I guess that's that. You don't see the value in being there with your teammates. I do, but you don't. You better be nasty. And that's my point here, is you better be nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, you better be so good. You had better be excellent, Chase Young, Chase Lattimore. Like, that's the deal here, right?
Well, I'd like to go back in time and find out all the spats we've gotten in. You know, you are, I would say, just more black and white on the issue in general.
Yes.
Be there or you're mad about it.
Yep.
I'm paraphrasing.
But it's pretty much it, yeah.
I am very choosy and selective, and I don't think it's hypocritical as much as it is. Every situation's different. And I 100% back players in contract disputes, as I've said.
Totally.
And then otherwise, Trent Williams is a good example. I know when that guy shows up, I'm getting the best left tackle in football. If you can't be here, I'd like you to be. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But when you're in the back of the roster trying to make the team, you bet your ass you better be here. When you played like Lattimore played, when you put that tape out there last year, and then I opt in to paying you $18 million this offseason, you should probably show up and tell me thanks.
Yeah, NCAA rules and regulations are such that there's a limit to offseason activities and practice times and everything else. So you've got a window in the fall to where you can practice outside the full 20 hours per week or whatever. So we'd first get to campus my freshman year. The captains organized workouts. they by law had to be voluntary. Had to be voluntary, right? They were voluntary. One guy, a freshman, didn't show up for one of the voluntary workouts. How do you think it went? How do you think that went over? Lesson learned, right? You don't miss it. This is bigger than you. I understand you were working out on your own. You were lifting by yourself, or you were hitting balls off the tee. We are together. We do this together. No games are won and lost right here on August 28th of the 6 months before the season starts. That's not when we win or lose. But we begin to do this journey together. And you're saying, not for me. Make it for you.
Somebody said to me, because I always try to put out a couple of feelers and just say, make sure that I'm not going too hard in the paint or overreacting, so I'm a little measured, asking about Lattimore. And they said, this is just always how he's done it. This is always who he's been. This is always what he's done. And my thought on that is, he's still acting like he's the Marshawn Lattimore that was clamping.
That's
my
an important guess. Distinction.
Like, I'm sorry, dude, but when the performance isn't as good, you got to reinvest some things. Like when our numbers are down, or when, you know, we're not having dinners quarterly, having steaks and taking our producers out because the numbers are down, I'm going to get in a little bit earlier. You know, I'm going to work a little harder to try to find the big guest. I'm going to do some of the things. It doesn't mean we're not doing that all the time. It's just a matter of some awareness, please. Act as if, like, show me that you care. That's all I think people are really looking for this time of year. Coming up at 3:40, Robert Horry's on the show. Big Shot Bob, 7-time NBA champion.
Yeah, that's a big time champ.
We will preview the finals with him. We'll talk about the state of the NBA. But I want to hear from you guys on this next. 800-636-1067. What is your level of frustration with Marshawn Lattimore? No show in OTAs after the way last year went. Or do you think it's not a big deal? This is The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay, Marshawn hasn't been here. We've been in communication with him. So when he gets here, we'll see exactly where he is from a conditioning standpoint, from a mental standpoint. You know, the coaches have been meeting with him, talking with him. And so he's a smart young man, but we'll see exactly where he is when he gets here.
That's defensive coordinator Joe Witt. He and his staff can't tell you how Marshawn Lattimore's offseason's going just yet. They'll know when he shows up, which is when things start to be mandated. Question for you guys is, how big of a deal is him not coming to work after the way last season went? Is it something that bothers you or not? 800-636-1067 is the number. That's 800-636-1067. Let's go to Vic, who's in Akakik on the Fan. How are you, Vic?
Hey, Vic.
Vic, are you there, buddy? You will get nothing.
And you Victor.
I mean, why are you apologizing to him? He called us.
That's true, actually.
We stopped our show to have him on the air,
yeah.
And then he didn't say anything.
That's true.
So you apologizing to him is pretty interesting choice.
I'm sorry, Grant?
No, nope, it's not me.
Oh. Sorry, Darius?
No.
No.
I just wouldn't apologize to him.
No apologizing at all.
Right?
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could. Just, you know, hit the brakes on the show.
I'm sorry.
Like, slam the brakes on the show and then, sorry about that, Vic.
Sorry that.
Now you slam the brakes on the show. But sounds like we're in lockstep on this.
We are indeed. This is one I just have never understood the opposite side of it, where it's either met with at minimum a shoulder shrug where you acknowledge it's something, but your point is it's not that big a deal. I guess that one I can kind of understand. I know I'm talking on both sides of my mouth, but the people that like get angry about it, it's almost like the hope is if you side with them hard enough, maybe they'll be your friend or something. It's such a bizarre.
What do you mean, them, the player?
Yeah, like if you side hard enough with Marshawn Lattimore, maybe you know you guys can get some wings and one loud. Like I've never gotten the idea. Like I care so much about this football team. I've told you guys, I've been very honest about it over the years, over the decades. I would have quit practically if I could have. If I could have walked away and not cared, I would have because I knew there was no point while Dan and Bruce were running things. But I couldn't quit it because it's in my blood. I love it so much. I care so much. If I beat you in caring, it's hard for me to have any sympathy. You know, like if you did everything you possibly can, that's all you can do. All we can do is everything we can do. It's a pretty simple deal, right?
It's not as simple, is it, to say that if you're not showing up, you don't care that much. You could care the most. He's probably almost certainly working his butt off right now, wherever he is, knowing his team's on the field. He's in the gym. He's sweating, he's dripping, he's wiping himself with a towel. Like, I don't necessarily think not showing up means not caring, does it?
It does. It's very simple. You care, 87 people care enough. All the coaches care enough. Now, they're going to be there no matter what. But
that's because they have to be professional and grown up.
Well, you don't think it's worth your time, so you don't care. I mean, that's all it is to me. And because I'll be fine because I'm a star, right? Or I don't need it, or I'm better off elsewhere. It means you don't care enough to do it. It's a very simple, it's a binary to me.
Well, what I would say to that, I've never thought about this, but here's what's interesting. In a world where the games are voluntary, where you get paid a rate per game as you want to show up, it is probably true that the guys that don't come to the practices right now would be more likely to also then pick and choose which games they go to. Is that a fair leap to make, do you think? So there might be something to that in terms of like buy-in.
Like in other words, you get $1 million a game for the ones that you show for. And you're like, yeah, I'm not doing that one. I don't want to go on that road trip.
Yeah, or just like you sign your salary and it's prorated. So $20 million a year prorated over 17 and you get, you know, that many paychecks. But my point is, if it's true that this workout doesn't mean enough to you, then I would say you're more likely to have a guy that chooses no today to choose no for one of these games. And if that is the case, if my theory is correct, then maybe there is something to a direct correlation between buy-in, level of hunger, desperation, all that stuff that you're talking about. Because typically, I'm dismissive of that. I would say, I just think it's a bad, unprofessional decision. But his situation is really unique. I think what gets under my skin a little bit about this one and irritates me specifically here, Chase Young was in the same boat. You know, if you go back through the years, there's only a few guys I've ever really been overly bothered by. When you're not delivering on the promise, when you're underachieving, when you are underperforming, when you're making really good money, but making the people around you that bet big on you look bad, and then they're working and sweating out on the field today, and you're not there to help them out, to pull the rope, that's the one I take a little bit differently. And I think that's exactly what's happening here. Peter's bet on you. Dan Quinn needs you to ball this year. And Lattimore would go, I will. I'll be there. Wait till September. You'll see. And I'll say, okay, you're right. We will. We agree there. We will see.
Yeah, we concur on that.
Because we saw in January. Now, you didn't like that, I bet. But I saw what I needed to see. And I've been defending him ever since. Wasn't healthy, new to the defense. If only there was a chance for him to show this is a different year and really get off to a fast start. Let's go to Guy on the Beltway. How are you, buddy?
Hey, thanks, fellas.
Hey, buddy.
I feel like these OTAs are really just one big media grab. It's so contrived, and I wish that more players would just skip them and to the point where they're almost meaningless, completely meaningless. I don't really know what they can possibly gain unless you have a rookie quarterback right now in June. And the whole point of training camp is to get people ready for the fall season. This just seems like a big waste of time. I mean, it's a great topic,
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Why is 95% of the team there?
I think they feel like it would look bad otherwise. But if more people skipped it, then it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
But what are you?
Because I don't
the idea.
How long have they been doing these? How long have these been going on? Like, this seems like a recent thing within the last
twenty or thirty years.
Well,
they do. They're more important now because they have less time to work out than ever before. They have less time on the grass.
Per the CBA,
fewer practices. The training camps that I went to as a kid, 10, 11, 12 years old, covering them as a young guy, were two-a-days with multiple hours at a time. Brian Mitchell in 91 is out there from 8 to 10 in the morning and then 3 to 4:30 in the afternoon. Now, they have a practice where they're not allowed to practice even in that one practice as long as either of those other two were, and there's just less time. So these OTAs have become increasingly significant because there's not enough time to do anything. But like I don't know
what do they do? Are they even working on offense?
Yes.
Like, it seems like they're just throwing balls to guys in shorts.
Hitting. You're right. Again, that's per the CBA. But
there's also no tackling at training camp. You know, there's also no tackling during the week. I mean, all week long.
Yeah, but
they practice.
What is Cliff Kingsbury doing? Is he actually putting in new plays right now?
Yeah, they're installing plays. They're working on their playbook. There's classroom time and field time.
And then they take a break, and then they come back again in August, right? Like, how much can possibly soak in, really?
More than zero, wouldn't you think?
I don't know how to even respond to that, because I don't even know what to say to that. The idea that practicing football doesn't help you get better at football, it's irrelevant, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, the rookie's trying to get acclimated to the league.
Why have a training camp, by the way? Like, why practice during the week? Why don't we all just do what my son does for the Tin Caps in baseball and show up at the field on Saturday at noon for the game every week? I don't even get that point.
Well, the point is, they're running around in shorts and a t-shirt. They're not really practicing. And my counter to that is, they're doing something.
They're quite literally, let's forget the football for a second. Right. The coming together as a team, the bonding, the getting to know your coaches, your teammates, all of those things. They're learning the playbook. They are getting to know the scheme better. All of the things that they're tweaking and changing. There's installations taking place. They are also then going out on the grass and implementing some of those things. Working up a sweat, working up a lather. and getting into football shape so that when they show up in July, they don't have to do that then. I don't know, man. That is, I guess all the players that show up are wrong.
Well, if his point is they just feel peer pressure and you have to do it, maybe. But again, we celebrated last year when it was 100% as a sign of buy-in. And this year you could celebrate the 90, whatever it is, 6% because of the buy-in. The point is, I mean, you heard Joe Witt talk today about Kane Medrano. What is Kane Medrano? Are we going to know? Well, they've got some ideas now because he's in between the size of a linebacker and Jeremy Chinn. He's going to do a little bit of both. We know that now because we're watching him run around, and we'll see more later, but you get ideas. The idea that there's not that much benefit, I can understand that perspective.
I cannot.
My point is, it's more than zero. Like, there's the idea that your little Geiger counter doesn't go up at all is ridiculous to me.
Say that to a coach and they'd laugh in your face. A guy like Dan Quinn, who played at Salisbury and came up in an era where they used to have, I don't know the numbers, I'd have to calculate them, but probably almost twice as much time on the grass from the first minute of training camp until the final day of the season. And it's been restricted more and more and more. You're legally only allowed to get together now for these few days at a time in these portions of a month, you know, every now and then. It's less and less and less. And the suggestion is, well, they don't need this either. Again, let's just play 17 games and all show up. We'll pull a John Beck. We'll fax the playbooks out. We'll get them shipped to people's houses, and we'll do it that way. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just got a peek at the Nats Mr. Potato Head that's being given out for kids this weekend at their home game.
Oh.
Pretty cool looking.
Nice.
I think I know a couple of little presidents that might be excited to get one of those.
That is very intriguing. I think I got one kid that'd be into it.
Robert Horry will join us in 15 minutes. Seven-time NBA champion. He'll preview the finals and discuss the state of the Wizards with us. He's always very, very good when I've seen him do interviews, so looking forward to having him on the show here on Grant and Danny. But the question for you guys, Marshawn Lattimore, a no-show again today at voluntary workout. So I'll save you that part. We get that it's voluntary.
Is it voluntary, though?
Does it miff you at all that a guy that played horrendously after being acquired last year and in the playoffs got worked over multiple times in pretty embarrassing fashion? Mike Evans did the trick, and then A.J. Brown accomplished it as well. The start of the next phase here, the start of the next season, they bet big on you. They paid you big this offseason. They could have walked away, and he is not showing up now for OTA. So let's go to Daryl in Columbia on the Fan. How are you, Daryl?
Hey, Grant, Danny, thank you. I think this is my first time calling in with you all. This is a good topic. You know, I'm going to be real short.
Forgive Jim Zorn.
He's just so excited.
Hey, listen, I'm a little disappointed, to be honest with you, because, I don't have anything against players trying to get what they feel that they deserve during their time that, you know, they're up for renewal of their contracts. But not to show up, just to show up, show some esprit de corps, you know, just team morale, just support, they don't have to participate. They're not putting themselves in harm's way. It makes the management look good, you know, and the team is, the rest of the team sees that they're 100%.
Well, Danny's point, succinctly, I'd say, Danny, is last year they made a big deal out of everyone being there and said that it meant something.
Yeah.
So you can't do that, and then 1 year later, when
that's fine,
several guys aren't there, including, in my opinion, the single biggest pendulum-swinging player on the team this year, other than Jaden Daniels at quarterback, just because it's outsized in terms of its importance at that position, then you can't act like this is absolutely nothing. Or you could say it's nothing, but then last year when everyone was there was probably not that big of a deal either. And that was not what they said. Nick is in Maryland. What's up, Nick?
Hey, I lost my mind when you were talking to the gentleman about why he didn't show up. It's like, I hate to be one of his kids to get a life lesson from. But I know the fact that they handpicked their people. I think they moved real quick, and they chose too quick for Lattimore. I don't think they gave themselves enough time, because he's not one of us, I don't think, man. That's what tells me he's not into football. He's not into us. He's into himself, and that's cool. I thought maybe he wasn't as bad as he really was, and I got to remember this is a football game, and I'd like to see him do well, because he is a Redskin, a Washington player, as far as I'm concerned. And the deal is, I don't know. I think that when someone comes here, I feel like they're part of my family. I take it too serious, I'm sure. But the bottom line is, it's like he's deflection on me, that he doesn't care what I think.
Yeah, thanks, appreciate Nick. You, dude.
I mean, I can't go as far as to say that a fan should take it personally. Like, your fandom's your own. Do with it what you want. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to meet you there. It's way simpler than that, though. It is an opportunity to show that you're doing everything you can to make sure that last postseason never happens again. And in this case, he might say, like, look at my track record. I'm one of the better corners in the league over the last 10 years. Cool. Here, since you've been acquired, for me, you were Michael Davis or Benjamin St. Jude.
It's such a good distinction that you offer there, Grant, because in the past when he was elite, now he hasn't been the case but in years, by the way. He's played like 5, 7, 9 games overall over a couple seasons. Injury plagued is not the same player. That's why he's available, by the way. In his mind, I'm still the same great player, and maybe he will be. But the sample here was bad. So maybe the old way used to do it, where the year hasn't gone great for you, 3 straight seasons, maybe you do something different.
That's a good point, too.
Right?
Is it time, as you get a little older, I remember talking to Mike Shanahan, who I covered about this, he had a dinner one time with Shannon Sharp. And Shannon Sharp and him were talking about how Sharp kept getting better and better as his career went on. And Sharp's point was, I worked harder every offseason. I did more every offseason. I got, you know, heavier in terms of muscle. I got stronger. Where I used to do sets, I'm making the numbers up, but 12, then I did 14. As he got older, because he felt like naturally everything else was going to be going down, so he had to outwork that, basically. Mm-hmm. And if I'm Lattimore, I'm going, is it time to reevaluate how I do things? Because I haven't been me, which is one of the best corners in football, in a few football seasons now. It's been a little while since I've been Marshawn Lattimore.
3 years, man.
Let's go to Zeke in Southeast. What's up, buddy?
Hey, y'all, what's going on?
What's up, buddy?
First of all, I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, what are we talking about? Practice?
We're talking about practice.
Practice.
Not a game.
Practice,
not a game. Not the game that I love. We're talking about practice.
We're talking about practice, man. Hey, so I think, you know, don't we have mandatory after this?
Yes.
Now, if he doesn't show up for that, then I think we got a bone to pick. Plus, you said that he's never, ever in his whole career done voluntary. So he's probably one of superstition. Let me keep it the same way I've been doing it.
Well, but it's not working.
Pro Bowl that way.
Superstitions make sense when it's working.
Yeah, like when Manny Ramirez is tearing the cover off the ball and it's, he slept through BP again. That's just Manny. When you're hitting 210 and a defensive liability, it's not cute anymore. Marshawn Lattimore played 7 games in 22, 10 games in 23, 9 games combined across 2 teams last year. That's more games missed than games played. He's not been the same player for 3 years. The way you used to do it, I bet you, was awesome. Time to adjust. Time to update that file.
By the way, showing up for something mandatory tells you nothing. That's not going to be revealing or telling. No, how you treat a superior, how you treat someone that you're going to benefit from or who you can get something from, that tells you nothing about a person's character. How do they treat something that can give them absolutely nothing? You know, someone that can give them nothing. How do they treat the security guard when they walk into the building that they're only going to see for 10 seconds every single day, but otherwise has nothing to do with their day? That's more telling. The voluntary opportunity to go put in your work tells you a lot more about buy-in than the mandatory one if you're not there. No kidding, it's a big story. Now you're quite literally costing yourself money by not being there. But we are talking about practice. Not a game.
Not a game.
Practice.
It's easy to sum it up. When you just talk about practice, we sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice. I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
I think we're talking about practice.
Are we talking about practice?
Hall of Fame, man.
You sleep on the Ted Lasso bit, using it on Jamie Tart, 10
not
out of 10.
Not at all. I just watched that in the last week. I got my parents into Ted Lasso when we were at the beach. On the bay at Cape Charles in Virginia, and they watched the first 5 or 6 episodes. And so Ted Lasso breaks into the, we talking about practice, right at Jamie's locker.
Right at Jamie's heart. Oh, it's a 10.
So good. Robert Horry's a 7-time champion. Let's preview the finals. Get the state of the Wizards from him next, right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.